No council cuts and tax hikes. Fight for the funding we need. Take the wealth off the super rich Reecox, Oxford Socialist Party. Years of brutal cuts by the Tories and Labour have left their wounds. In Britain, 4 million people are more than 50% below the poverty line. As of the last budget, a further £19 billion has been taken from services such as the courts, suffocating from castle loads, transport, coming off the rails, and councils already on the verge of collapse. One in five council leaders in England think it is very or fairly likely their council will need to issue a Section 114 notice this year or next, unable to fund more than the services they are legally obliged to, if that. And who are they trying to make pay for the budget shortfalls? Those already desperate for homes, jobs, and services. 9 out of 10 councils are planning to raise council tax in April, many by the maximum amount allowed without a referendum, 4.99%. The government sees no issue with £50 billion of defence spending, while letting a fifth of people languish in poverty. All of this while globally, the top 1% owns as much as the bottom 70%. In Britain, 50 families own as much as the bottom 33.5 million people. See What Can Britain Afford, on pages 8-9 for more. But it doesn't have to be the case, not by a long shot. We only have to look back at the militant-led Liverpool Council from 1983 to 87 to see what socialist councils can do, with the support of workers and some backbone. 5,000 new council houses, thousands of jobs created, mass rallies in support numbering up to 50,000 people, and £120 million in today's money won from the Thatcher government. Change is possible, we can fight back, but we need socialist councillors who are willing to stand up and fight. Socialist Party members are standing as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, alongside others, armed with a socialist program, to fight the cuts and win the resources working class people need.